In 1962, A Wrinkle in Time finally found a home. The book was published by Farrar Straus and became an immediate surprise success, and I began to feel that I was finally carrying my own weight. We lived our lives in a slightly chaotic but normal fashion. Between plays, Hugh had many times of despondency, going to auditions, to callbacks which came to nothing. But he was an amazingly frequently employed actor, as his profession goes. We both had chosen ways of life where failure and success often intermingled. We learned to understand that failure can be creative, can lead to a maturity which is far better than success. For the human being, to live is to live with the open risk of failure. Being parents is a risk. A friend said to me, "You and Hugh are not typical parents, you know." I replied defensively, "We try to be good parents. When the kids came home from school with a request to bake a cake, I baked a cake, and it was terrible, and that's how we came to direct the pageant." That's what I mean. But we love our kids. We're good parents. You're marvelous parents, but you aren't typical. Are anybody's parents typical? Obviously mine weren't, but I love them dearly and wouldn't have traded them in for anybody else's. I came to know my mother better after my father's death and my move into adulthood and independence than I had before, and she was my friend and confidant all through her long life. Were Hugh's parents typical? More so, certainly. His father was a respected lawyer. His mother was, to my mind, the perfect housekeeper. And I had to accept, to my rue, that I would never win a merit badge for housekeeping. Why am I worried about being typical? I don't think I am. One time, after I had given a talk to a large library association annual meeting, one of the librarians asked me, "What do you think you and Hugh do that is best for your children?" And I answered off the top of my head, "We love each other." And I'm sure that is the best thing we could possibly have given them. But in being lovers, in being parents, we have had to take risks. We have had to be open to crisis.